I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's northern state of Rajasthan delays a controversial vote until mid to late January. Officials passed a draft anti-conversion bill earlier this month, and it needs one more set of votes to become law. Now, if that happens, Rajasthan will be India's 12th state using the legal system to prevent people from changing their faith. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says the push comes from the top.
There's no doubt that the Prime Minister Modi has pursued a very aggressive Hindu nationalist agenda, really since he took power in 2014. His re-election in 2019 just further emboldened him.
Pray believers won't be overcome by the fear generated by anti-conversion laws.
I mean, imagine that. You're just going around, especially in the season of Christmas, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And by you doing that, you could literally be put in jail for 5 years.
And the church in Zimbabwe faces challenges like poverty and syncretism as many Christians still follow indigenous beliefs. Church leaders need training to address critical spiritual concerns. Sadly, most pastors in Zimbabwe don't have any formal theological education. Christian World Outreach is providing leadership seminars to hundreds of these church leaders. CWO's Greg Yoder tells us,
a lot of times the comments we get are that the seminars, which are 2 or 3 days long, are too short. When can you come back? Things like that. And just sharing that has a great impact. And they want to go back and share with other leaders.
CWO typically hosts these leadership seminars once a month. At a recent training, over 240 church leaders showed up, and they're asking for more. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.